The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. A judge's ruling could have major implications for the proposed high-speed rail line between Houston and Dallas. The ruling could prevent the rail line's developers from using eminent domain to acquire land for the project. For the past few years, Texas Central Railway has been laying the groundwork for this massive project.
For commuters between North Texas and Houston, it's the Texas High-Speed Train, the fastest and safest way across Texas.
This privately funded high-speed rail line would connect Houston and Dallas, Texas Central's marketing materials say. Once built, their train would cut a 4.5-hour drive into a 90-minute ride. While it's received support from officials in the two cities, that's not the case in the rural areas along the train's proposed route. Many landowners say they don't want a rail line slicing through their property. Texas Central, though, has argued that as a railroad, they'd be able to use eminent domain when landowners didn't want to sell their land voluntarily. But the project may have hit a roadblock. A couple weeks ago, a Leon County judge ruled Texas Central isn't a railroad. That ruling came in the case of a Leon County couple who sued after the company wanted to survey on their property. Blake Beckham is the couple's attorney.
This project cannot be finished without eminent domain. And the project is completely off track. The project is stymied, and I don't believe it will ever be built.
Former Grimes County Judge Ben Lehman applauds the ruling. Lehman is now a state representative and says he's pushing for legislation to clarify who can use eminent domain.
In no way, shape, or form should a private entity be able to falsely claim to be a railroad, falsely claim to have the power of eminent domain, and then under that false pretense be able to terrorize and threaten hundreds of if not thousands of landowners.
Texas Central issued a statement saying they plan to appeal the ruling. They believe Texas law gives them the authority to access and survey private property and to use eminent domain if necessary. There's been no construction on the high-speed rail line as of yet. It's still under environmental review. This has been Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News.